5 New York Democrats are spending the summer months in a high-stake race for their party's nomination for state attorney general. WNYC's Bob Henley has been following the campaign and brings us another profile of one of the candidates today, State Senator Eric Schneiderman.
We hope that ours will be an interesting addition to what's been happening.
On this day, the Democrats running for attorney general have a debate doubleheader. Eric Schneiderman has represented Northern Manhattan for more than 10 years as a state senator. Schneiderman is never laid back when it comes to telling an audience why he would be their best choice for attorney general.
I certainly think I have the strongest record on public integrity of anyone in this race, having worked against the Republican machine in the state Senate for years and taken them on and ultimately put them out of business.
Schneiderman wants voters to see him as a reformer willing to go after members of his own party if they deserve it. He wears his move to expel Democratic Senator Hiram Montserrat after his domestic violence conviction as a badge of honor.
I'm the only person here who actually has led the effort to throw out a corrupt senator when I led the effort to expel Hiram Montserrat. Some of us have been writing and fighting for ethics bills and introducing anti-corruption bills. Until this campaign, I have to say, for all your campaign contributions, I never saw you take a step towards reform.
Yet for days, Schneiderman found himself on the defensive, denying allegations he left the scene of a fender bender where his car did $3,000 in damage. When quizzed again about it, he does his best to keep his cool.
Is it fair for voters to question you about it?
The voters talk to me about mortgage fraud. They talk to me about the plague of illegal guns, what I'm doing to take on insurance companies, abuses by debt collectors. Not one voter has actually asked me about this. I think, with all due respect, the questions have been answered, and it's time to move on.
It's on to a more friendly venue in the front of City Hall. Schneiderman is there to get a critical union endorsement from the hotel trades. Other candidates may have money. Eric Schneiderman is banking on his legions of union supporters and big-name politicians like City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. In a low-turnout contest like September's primary, Schneiderman hopes unions like 1199 and the hotel trades will get out his vote.
Good morning. My name is Peter Ward. I'm the president of the New York Hotel Trades Council, and because he's been a friend of our union for the last 10 years, who's always been there every time we've asked him to be there for us, it's simply the only conclusion we could come to.
Schneiderman was a partner with a corporate law firm, but has long been associated with activist groups like Citizens Action, and he was a major force behind the repeal of the Rockefeller drug laws. On the steps of City Hall, he has his jacket off and his sleeves rolled up.
And then we are going to work hard together for years to come in the future to ensure that people treat wage theft the way they treat car theft.
Afterwards, one reporter asked if a self-described pro-union progressive like Schneiderman can win.
The problem is working men and women across the country didn't share enough in the wealth they helped to create. People aren't mad at unions. People aren't mad at working men and women. They're mad at the fat cats who drove the economy into the ground.
It's now early evening, and the audience for yet another forum files into a law school auditorium. On his way in, Schneiderman reflects on the still long night ahead.
I have to fly. I have to get a flight. I'm going upstate. I got in from Buffalo last night. Big state. A lot of territory to cover.
Schneiderman, who got his start as a deputy sheriff in the Berkshires, tells the audience of lawyers that fighting corruption as attorney general means looking beyond Albany.
A lot of times people will not go to the local authorities on public corruption issues because the local authorities are a part of the culture of corruption. The attorney general has got to, in the regional offices all around the state, be the place people can go to deal with it.
Schneiderman bows out of the debate early to catch a flight.
Commercial aircraft, gentlemen.
It'll see that.
Wait. Aircraft.
And the hard-driving candidate is off.
Well, I hate to tear myself away, although I'll see you all tomorrow at our next debate.
For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.